Once again, we welcome all of you. As Monsignor said, my name is David Pollack, Father David Pollack, and I am the preacher for this week. At this Mass, we're going to talk about the gospel mainly, about being transformed and being transfigured by the love of God. But first of all, a wee bit about Lent. 40 days of penance and almsgiving and a prayer. 40 days fast. The Israelites were 40 days in the desert. Jesus, before his public life, spent 40 days on a retreat. So what we celebrate right now in our church, in Christianity, is very, very familiar. But, in the early church, there really wasn't a Lent. Even though they talked about ashes and poor clothes and everything, they didn't celebrate the way we did. But around 700, I guess people decided they were going to kind of concentrate on it. And so there were some weird things that were suggested, like don't wash or take a bath. Now, there are a lot of little boys I know that would love that. I don't know what happens to little boys, but they stink at times, but that's why they need a shower. Another thing that was mentioned is don't cut your hair. So maybe when long hair came in fashion, we were just practicing Lent. Another thing was that if you were a really bad sinner, the confessor would have you stand out in front of church before the services. How can you imagine if you were kind of bad and in front of the whole parish you exhibited this? This went on for a number of years. But by around the 1500s, pretty much what we do today. Once again, penance and almsgiving and prayer. But Lent, for all of us, was meant to be something of a journey and of a cleansing and of a cleaning and renewal and purifying. Remember the first reading that we just heard, a journey. Go forth, I will bless you, and I will make your name great among all the nations. And then the gospel. The gospel is rather interesting, and I'm going to give you an example of something that you're going to say, where did he get that? Now, 20 years ago or so, there was a movie called Romancing the Stone. Does anybody remember Romancing the Stone? And you might remember something about the storyline that a girl was lost in South America, and her sister had to go find her. A journey, once again, that we were just talking about. And the movie was kind of crazy, but fun in many ways. It'll make you laugh for things went on. But the girl that went looking for her sister, she was ugly, let's face it. She was very plain and mousy looking and didn't wear very nice clothes. Well, I think it was Kathleen Turner, and down there in South America, she met Mike Douglas. Boy meets girl. Would you believe it that boy fell in love with girl, and girl fell in love with boy? What an amazing coincidence. But they had all these adventures, And then toward the end, they had time for a respite. And they were in a little town, and he went out and bought her a dress. And he put it on her bed in her room. And she put it on to have supper. And she was beautiful. And however they filmed it or made her up, she looked beautiful. And the reason why I'm mentioning this nutty story is she was transfigured. She was transformed by love. You know, and that's what that gospel is all about today. You know, it really is a kind of a nutty story in its own way. You know, the gospel story is they were on a mountain. Now, you all know from years and years, special things went on a mountain. You know, the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount. And here, Peter and James and John, special three apostles. Face shone like sun, clothes white as light, and Moses and Elijah appeared. Well, the three apostles, let's face it, they were terrified. What do we do? You know, they didn't know what to do, but they had to do something. So they said, let's build houses. We'll build one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. You know, and that kind of reminds me of growing up. We were all born in Chicago, but had to leave for business purposes. Well, we would get a long-distance phone call. You remember way back then, before cell phones? You know, a long-distance call meant trouble. Grandma died, or Uncle Lad, or Aunt Min. Something was wrong with the uncles or aunts, and nobody wanted to answer the phone. Finally, my mom or my dad would answer the phone, and we found out it was an emergency. But what I remember is my parents had to do something, just like the apostles. And what my mom and dad did was they cooked. And that kind of relieved the pressure of the emergency, of the death or whatever it was. And, you know, today, my friends, during Lent, we got to do something. You know, and I say, you know, whatever we do, make it your own. Personal, possible, practical. Now, my mother would always recommend to my dad that he give up smoking for Lent. And Dad would give up smoking. This would last 4 days until the first Sunday of Lent. And we would beg my dad to start smoking again because he was so hard to live with. There were no cigarettes in the toilet. There were no cigars, you know, around. You know, something was wrong. But, you know, when you do something, maybe a few ideas. Maybe read the Bible. Maybe look at Genesis again. 40 days of Lent, I mentioned before. 40 chapters of Genesis. Maybe read a chapter a day when it's convenient for you. Prayer. Go to Mass, maybe an extra time during the week. Maybe what's going on this week, the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You know, look at the bulletin. Lord, wonderful bulletin. We're overwhelmed with stuff to do, including St. Patrick's Day dinners and all these other things that are part of Lent. along with St. Joseph Day. So many opportunities. Just choose to do something. And then I'm almost done. Don't worry, okay? At our church, if you talk for less than 15 minutes, people think you're sick or something, you know. But, you know, I would think that most of you, like me, have friends and relatives who have fallen away. You know, I got nieces and nephews all over the country. I don't think any of them have a faith anymore. They're good people, and they take good care of me, but they don't go to church or anything. Pray for them. Help them see God's love. St. James, another apostle, gives us a huge, huge promise in chapter 6 of his little letter. And he says this, it's so good, I want to read it exactly like it is. My sisters and brothers, if anyone among you should stray from the truth, and someone brings him back, he should know that whoever brings back a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Now, my friends, that is a guarantee. Amen.